morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday morning and just past 10 o'clock. You are listening to the next episode of Sounds of the City Radio here for you today on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I better get started quickly because we have quite an eclectic mix for you today, and we have a lot of artists that we need to promote and a lot of good music that we need to play for you. So I hope you really enjoy today's eclectic mix. Sorry, my mic was a little bit down, so I just brought the volume back up. I kind of decided to dedicate the first half of the show up until 10:30 to more singer-songwriter, live band type of music, and the second half of the show we'll get into a little more experimental electronic side of things. To start things off on a good note, I would love to play a song by Australia's very own Kim Churchill, and he's going to be playing on March 30th next to Daniel Wesley and at the Commodore Ballroom. Tickets are only $25 in advance if you buy it at Ticketmaster.com. Wow, I'm talking fast. I just realized to myself, I'm like, wow, I haven't taken like a breath break in between. Okay, I'll calm down. You know what? How about I just play some music? Yeah. All right. How about we just listen to the one from Kim Churchill? It's called The Battle of Mr. Shibuya. You're listening to it here on Sounds of the City. Ryan.
And you with your fortresses lay in the coldness of time. Doing nothing more than watching it all pass you by. Sure, it's easier than being any kind of investment in life. Find your money, find your home. It's nothing more to being alive. He said, I'll hide in my shallows. It's easier than moving with the tides. Up and down, you'll be pulled. You're a fool. There's no freedom in roller coaster rides. My feet are on the ground, and I'm free to walk around. You stay in your depths, where you too are free to drown in your dreams. And it's gone, no gone, no gone. And it's gone. Ideas have no words, and words have no ideas, only sounds. And oh, you poor man, your life is more bland than you think. Your ideas are as clear as the water that runs through your sink. Your days are full of hours, and your house is full of things. Your camera's full of pictures, but your head is only full of what you drink. You think you are so wise, with your depth and disguise, you're a fool. You have nothing to your name, not a single person to blame but you. Don't you dare philosophize, I am happy with my life. You don't know where you're going, and you'll end up nowhere. Keep your truth. And it's gone, no gone, no gone. And it's gone, no gone, no gone. And ideas have no words, and words have no ideas, only sound. That you're happy, but procrastinate until the day you die. Give your kids your big mortgage, I'm sure you'll live on through their life. Be immortal in your fishbowl, hold a candle for your light. You can live on forever in your freeze-dried, packaged-up mind. And you are very clever. With your words and philosophies, you're alone. See, I'd rather join the herd and be part of the crowd than on my own. Give yourself all that time. You're much realer than I. Alone you will die. With your poetry and dignity, goodbye. And it's gone. Oh, gone. Oh, gone. And it's gone. Have no ideas, only sounds. Might as well join the herd, mix melody to our ears for now. Oh, for now.
Churchill with the Battle of Mr. Shibuya. I had the privilege of having to interview Mr. Kim Churchill. And by Mr. Kim Churchill, the guy's only 21 years old, I think. 21 or 20 years old. He's on tour right now. He's playing at the Commodore March 30th once again, along next to Daniel Wesley. But I would like for you guys, I would like to share this interview with you guys because, I don't know, I had a good time chatting with this young fella. And unfortunately we couldn't do it live because he's currently on tour right now, so we did this a couple of weeks ago. And then we'll get back to more music.
I like to be addicted to something, you know, and in the last few years I've been addicted to playing music and traveling the world playing music. And I think with that kind of attitude, I sort of find that every day and night, you know, I wake up, I go to sleep thinking about places I want to play and songs I want to write and records I want to make and stuff like that. And I think just purely, perhaps the amount I've sort of immersed myself in the whole project and the whole life.
Was that a conscious decision that I want to do this, or was it something that took you over?
It worked both on both levels, you know. Consciously, I chose to, when I finished high school, I bought a camper van and I started busking, and I didn't really have any idea of where I wanted to go or how I was going to get there or anything like that, you know. I think at the time I had figured out that I could make a bit of money busking on at markets and stuff like that, and I wanted to record a CD, and that was kind of as far ahead as I could see. Possibly, I think on a lot of subconscious levels, I was dreaming of you know, doing bigger things and traveling the world and that kind of stuff. But I mean, I think within all my dreams of stuff I wanted to do, they're kind of down on a lower level in my head, and consciously I'm making sort of small decisions as they come about, you know. So I think it's a good team.
So did you imagine yourself going around? Did you first get big in Australia, then and go around the world, or were you like, no, I'm just going to pick up my guitar and go and just see what happens?
Yeah, well, I mean, I wouldn't really say I'm big anywhere, you know. Like
this is your second time in BC, right? Or is it more? Have you been here more? I heard about you for the first time last year.
Yeah, well, I came over the year before, and I was doing, you know, busking and this and that, and playing all over the place, But I think it's more just a case of, like, I also, you know, as a 21-year-old, or, you know, I first came here when I was 19, being at that age as well, you kind of, I think you have this sort of, inner calling to want to travel and to want to see the world and to want to explore, you know. It's when your sort of sense of adventure is probably at its highest point within your life, rather than feeling like you want to settle down and have you know, regular things in your life and all that kind of stuff. So I mean, as well, I had this kind of adolescent drive to explore the world, which I think led me to want to travel more. And you know, like, I mean, if I had perhaps sat down and looked at how best to tackle a career in music, I might have actually said, okay, well, I'm going to work on Australia, I'm going to work on building a following here, and you know, when I've sold a bunch of records and I have a solid fan base, then I'm going to look at, you know, traveling overseas, because I think this is the way that most people do it. But for me, I didn't understand those things, and I was more like, I want to see Canada, you know, I want to see America, I want to travel around Europe, and I didn't really think about...
I want to do it now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, like, that's it. It wasn't like, well, how can I make this work for my career, and how can this logistically, you know, work? Instead, it was like, I just want to go and see these places. I don't care if nobody knows who I am, or if I don't have much money. Like, I'll make it work. And you know, it was travel and exploring was kind of, you know, more important in my head than doing things in the right way for my career. So it kind of, you know, led me into some weird and interesting situations. But
so I see you come to BC, or Vancouver and BC more generally, quite a lot. What brings you to this side of the world? Why not Venezuela? Just curious.
Well,
random example, by the way.
I'd like to see Venezuela. I guess things kind of, at the same time, things happen as they happen, you know. I mean, when I first started playing music, I wouldn't have had the foggiest clue that I'd be sitting here in Vancouver, you know, in a couple of years, talking to a radio host on the telephone about an upcoming show here. And you know, like, I didn't have any dreams of or aspirations of Canada or BC particularly, but I mean, it just worked out that way. The people I met and the journey I was kind of on led me here, and I've connected with the place in such a big way. You know, I've got lots of friends, and I write a lot of songs here. It's for some reason, it's a great environment for my songwriting, and you know, I mean, especially in the summer, there's just so many brilliant gigs, and there's such a kind of an ambience, and I find what I love about Canadians is when the sun comes out in summertime, there's this real kind of, there's this amazing
life.
Yeah, you know, there's like this electric energy, and you know, as a young kind of, like I said, a sort of frenetic person, I think I'm really drawn to the kind of that electricity and that kind of you know, like the ambience of the place. So I think that's partly the reason I spend a lot of time here.
Well, as a Vancouverite, I would like to say I think it's because we are appreciative. It's like not being able to breathe for 9 seconds out of 12, and then for 3 seconds, like, breathe. Those three seconds of breath will just, you'll make the best out of it, man.
Yeah.
You won't let it go to waste, and that's what the sun is for us here.
Exactly, yeah, and I mean, personally, I think, you know, that kind of mood and that kind of environment is something I had to immerse myself
in. Is it very similar to Australia?
Australia, we are very similar people. I think Australians and Canadians have a lot in common. We have much better weather, you know. So
yeah,
one thing I find is that there's never a time in the year. What I do miss is that there's never a time in the year where there's this kind of electric, amazing feeling of summer, and every day let's do things. And you know, here, and I mean, I don't think that's negative about Australia. I just think we're you know, when the sun's out, it's not like let's go find a festival, let's go, you know, sit in the park and watch music, or let's, you know, let's go and do something with our day. It's kind of like, oh well, you know, let's go walk the dogs on the beach, and we'll go for a surf, and you know, have a barbecue, and you know, I mean, that's a brilliant lifestyle too. But I mean, as a performer that is constantly involved in events, it's really nice here, because during that time, everybody is really focused on making every day an event, and in terms of playing music, that's a brilliant thing.
How do you find live music? The support for live music here in Vancouver and BC in general?
Stunning. Stunning. It's really blown me away. I mean, also the it's kind of like an acceptance of a very broad range of musical styles here. You know, that's one thing I've really noticed is there's massive scenes for all kinds of music. You know, whether it's electronica or whether it's sort of amazing DJs. I've seen some brilliant DJs here in clubs, or whether it's rock or punk, or you know, roots acoustic music, folk music. It's just there's so much of it, and there's an audience for every kind of music. And so, I mean, it allows you to be very free as an artist, I think, because you can really just be yourself and do what you want to do, and you know that there'll be a contingent of people that will really appreciate it.
Curious to know, what was that moment? I ask this from all artists that I speak, you get a chance to speak to, whether on air or off air. But you've been playing the guitar, but what was that moment that you realized that, yeah, this is what makes me want to, like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to define me as a human being. And I'm curious to know, like, was it a song that you listened to that blew your mind, or was it just a piece of moment of life, or was there that particular moment, or were you just always born with, yeah, I can do this?
It was interesting because I think there were lots of moments. There were lots of moments sort of that reassured me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I started playing guitar when I was so young and started music so young. I've always found that I was a person that, especially when I was younger, that I enjoyed having a process in which I could steadily progress through. You know, so when I was growing up, I played classical guitar, and each year I would sit an exam, and I would do first grade classical, and then second grade, and then third grade, and fourth grade, and I would go up like that. And so that worked for me when I was young, and with the classical guitar, that really worked, and it fulfilled me. And you know, I mean, from the six or seven, I found playing guitar was kind of just something I didn't think about it so much. I just expected that I was always going to do that, you know? And then,
yeah.
And then, I mean, it was more like sometimes I would question whether I was going to be able to, or how I was going to do it. And I think the moments, like, I think the first time I played a real live show, you know, I went out and I played a song, and you know, everybody applauded at the end and went berserk, and there was a kind of, that was a moment for me where it was like, oh, wow, this is, you know,
this
I think
awesome.
I made the right decision deciding I want to do this, because this is if this is work, then this is an amazing job, you know, like, that was a moment. I remember the first time I went busking, and you know, I made twice as much as I was making in an hour washing dishes in the kitchen, and I sort of thought, well, you know, like, I guess this is how I can do it, you know. I mean, I just have to do this on the weekends, you know, for a certain amount of time, and I don't need any more money than that, so in the week I can play whatever gigs I can find. So I think I had, I always just figured that was what I was going to do. It was more, I had moments of reassurance and sort of moments where somewhere in my mind it clicked that it was going to be possible, you know, and that I shouldn't doubt it.
Dude, that is awesome. Well, thank you so much, man, for sharing your story with me and my listeners. I hope to catch you on your March 30th show at the Commodore, right? You're playing with Daniel Wesley.
Yeah, come along, man. Hey, thanks for having me, too. It's nice to have a chat with somebody. I've been recording an album and having time off, so it's good to get back on the wheel and start doing stuff.
When are you going to release that album?
It should be, I think, I head back to Australia in about 4 or 5 weeks to release it there, and then I'll be back, I think, only maybe 2 months after that, and I'll release it here, I think, in June. So I'll be touring all this summer to promote the new album.
empty until you left. I hit the floor, stars with my whole body. And you've always stood on a mountain high with birds and eagles and color fly. Until you fell, I fell too far. Feel feelings that allow me to climb above this shattered glass and see the future approaching fast. That's kind of boom is all I need. The other cliffs and glasses that will fend for me. I said, oh no, no, I'm too far gone. Lost from you. There were so many nights I longed to sing your song.
Swanky. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Brick Shop Theater. Five vintage clothing stores will be in a friendly fashion show, each representing a different era and theme.
And you notice where you are.
swanky. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. Five vintage clothing stores will compete in a friendly fashion show, each representing a different era and theme. Showcase your vintage best, too, with live music from Mocha Only and local faves, Prisoners, with prizes and good times for all. Proceeds go to two Downtown Eastside nonprofits. Hastings Crossing BIA and our social fabric. How cool is that? Advance tickets are available at Eventbrite Online or Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater.
The 26th annual Brave New Playwrights Festival is almost here. Get stoked for comedies, tragedies, musicals, fairy tales, and dramas.
To be or not to be.
This year's festival includes over 30 actors, 12 plays, 12 directors, over a dozen designers, one stage reading, nearly 20 crew members, and 26 years of history under its belt. If that was too much math for you, just go to bravenew.ca for info and tickets. Brave New Playwrights, March 28th to April 1st.
And I hope you've been enjoying this show thus far. You're listening to Ryan Naragi on Sounds of the City Radio here at CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I have another half an hour left with you guys for the rest of the day with your list of upcoming new music. What we just heard was Oh Ooh Wow by Daniel Wesley. Prior to that, we had Shield by and an interview by Kim Churchill. What I wanted to do in the first half of the show was also play a song called Run by Snow Patrol, but unfortunately I don't have that much time. And going on to the second half of the show, I'm trying to mix it up things here a bit, so we're going to get into the electronical side of stuff. April 7th, there's an incredible show happening at the Red Room, hosted by SSS Productions, Soma Sound System Productions, and headlining the show would be Tipper. I know I don't have Tipper here, but even better, hopefully in the next 5-10 minutes we'll have Scientifica here with us on air, because he is also playing that night, and so is also Soma Shamanoid. But before I continue talking, I would like you to listen to some of Scientifica's music. This one's called Landscape. It's not even released yet. He just gave it to me. Hope you enjoy on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we'll be back, and hopefully we'll get a chance to speak with him as well. Thank you. song you just heard was Flying to a Star by Scientifica. And Scientifica will be playing with Tipper on April 7th at the Red Room. And if my everything of my control board went right, I should have Catelyn of Scientifica on air with us right now. Catelyn, hey. Are you there?
Yeah, but you're not. You're not.
What's up, man?
I'm listening to it right now, and it's not putting the audio out.
I'm sorry, mate?
The mic audio.
Your what audio, man?
The mic audio isn't coming through. It's still playing the track there.
I can still hear your voice.
I know, but I can't hear it on the radio there.
But you are on air right now, because when you do speak, people can hear you.
Oh, excellent.
How are you?
I'm good.
Dude, it's okay. Friday mornings, I mess up all the time. Like, I actually messed up quite a few times since this morning right now. People have told me that as for musicians and music-related stuff, that Friday morning is not the best time. The alternative was Sunday morning at 8 a.m., and I don't know how they would have felt about that either. But anyhow, carrying on to the show, dude, welcome to Sounds of the City Radio. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. We just heard a track from you called Flying to the Stars, and prior to that, we had Landscape. First of all, how does it feel to be playing with Tipper on April 7th? Have you ever played with him before?
Yeah, it feels good. I played with him back about 2 years ago. We had a show called Uprising, and my friend Mike and Brian from Stereo Shift, which now kind of turned into Perception Sound, put on, and it was amazing. They booked him as the headliner, and whole bunch of people just came just to see him because
Where was Uprising? Was it in Vancouver?
Electronic. It was actually just out in Squamish, so fairly close, but yeah, not quite in Vancouver.
Will this be your first time playing in Vancouver, or have you played here before?
I've played in Vancouver before. I don't really remember when, but.
That's how good of a show it was, eh? Was it a good show?
A long time ago. I've been living kind of way out in the boonies, in the interior here, and so I don't get a chance to come out to Vancouver very often anymore.
Yeah, it seems like you're all over the place. Like, are you currently doing like a tour of BC? Because I following your Facebook page, it's like every day you're somewhere else.
I'm not really doing a tour, but I'm going to be playing in Vancouver on the 6th as well at Organics, which hosts a psytrance night every Friday night.
And how much are tickets to get into that? Like, where can people find tickets which venue is it at, Organics?
It's on Cordova Street. They have there's a club there. Let me just find out what it is. But it's free until 10:30.
Free entry. And how late does it go?
It goes till 3 a.m. So I start at 1:30 a.m. It's pretty energetic music. It's up tempo. Like the tracks that you heard from me, the Landscape track is kind of like a chill-out track, more of my eclectic stuff that has more traditional instrumentation and stuff, and that's my Infinity Loop alias. I have a couple different aliases, but my Scientifica alias is more psychedelic music, and this Psynight is up-tempo music. It's usually above 140 BPM. So it's pretty energetic. And so this is one of the only nightclubs, actually, that stays open that late
yeah.
In Vancouver. 3 a.m. It's on 23 West Cordova. It's called Club 23.
Club 23. Oh, it's going to be a fantastic show. But speaking of your music, I have a question. What as a radio host, I should have questions. But what inspires you? Because I just listened to an eclectic mix of a variety of different genres in between these two songs that I just heard. I'm curious to know what is it more other music that inspires you to create music? What particular thing makes you create this eclectic mix?
It's everything that I hear. I started actually in a similar program as yourself. I started on the same frequency, actually 101.9 FM in Victoria, playing music. And
are they called CITR as well, or do they have a different name?
They're called CFUV.
Cool.
In Victoria, and it's the Vancouver, the Victoria. It's kind of like UBC's radio station.
But Victoria style.
Radio station. Yeah. And, I mean, I grew up listening to all kinds of music. I have a European background, and my parents played a lot of different styles of music, from, classical music like Chopin, Mozart, and all the, all the big classical, to more electronic music like Jean-Michel Jarre and Vangelis, stuff like that. And that was really made an impression on me, that kind of music. And then growing up, Enigma and Deep Forest, stuff like that, kind of made more of an impression on me. And the more I started listening to electronic music, the better it started getting. The more I dove into it, the more awesome music I found, and it hit me so hard emotionally and mentally. So I decided, I want to find out how this stuff is made. I want to try to inspire people and make them feel good like this with music.
Was there a moment where you're like, yeah, this is it, this is what I want to do, like was it like that one? Was it a moment, or was it just a general thing that you just knew what you wanted? You wanted to become a musician, or was it that like one particular? Like, you saw this live set, you're like, "Wow, that blew my mind."
Yeah, there wasn't really a moment of like epiphany or anything, but it was more of a general trend to see myself progress and start doing music more and more, and getting involved in music more and more. And I never imagined myself a musician or anything like that. And even now, I'm still like, I'm a musician part time, but like, I'm a human most of the time. I just do
I just kept playing, and then one day I paid for it.
Okay to survive, trade my myself for what I need to survive, and then music kind of comes after that, and it's what fills my time. It's what stirs my
My own personal, analogy would be that I use for myself is like, everything else in my life, like my basic necessities, is like the food that I have. But the art, the music, the whatever, it's like the salt and pepper, Like, have you ever had food without salt, without the basic taste of salt and pepper? It tastes very dull. It'll keep you alive, but it'll be boring. And that's what music is like for me as well. It just adds that spice to life.
Exactly.
As a live performer and entertainer in BC, how do you view the support for live music here? Like, is it good?
I think it's huge. Like, BC's music scene is one of the most vibrant music scenes, I think, here today. I mean, you don't see this many boys and girls get so involved in music. There's production companies everywhere. There's shows going on pretty much daily.
Yeah.
We have international acts that come to BC on the daily, and big ones too, Places, everybody, I think, wants to come to BC. I mean, BC is such a wonderful place. Everybody kind of wants to come here and just see it, experience it for themselves at least once in their life. So I think that's why it's so easy to get artists to come out here. Dipper, on the other hand, they've been trying to get Tipper for a long time, and then that Uprising show was the first time Tipper came to Canada. So it was kind of really lucky that that we, you know, he came out finally after all these years of trying to get him booked. And now Soma, I really like working with this guy, Steph. He's we met at a show actually here in BC. We were both booked to play a show in Wymere, this tiny little place near Nelson. And we show up, and there are only like 20, 30 people there, a handful of people. But that's how it happens, you know? You get these huge famous acts, and they're booked in tiny towns in BC. A handful of people get to enjoy it, but it's so
special,
awesome.
Though. That's what makes it incredible.
It does, because you get that connection, you know? And that's, you know, when you get that connection to people and you get that connection to the artist, it makes it so much more palpable and heartfelt and like a real life experience. And, you know, that's where we're all kind of searching for, these real life experiences.
Awesome. Well, I hope you can give us all a real life experience on April 7th. P.S., there is a good chance, it's not 100% sure yet, but the show actually might be live broadcasted on CITR. Keeping hopes up. But before I let you go, I would like you to choose. You gave me a whole list of good music, and I would like you to choose another song that I would like to play from you on air before we leave. You give me one, or should I just pick one myself? The word "Music for Dreams" looks cool, but I haven't heard the song. Is it? Should I play that one?
Which one?
"Music for Dreams."
Yeah, sure. Play that one. It's one of the latest that I actually just finished, and all these tracks that you played are just latest stuff. I've actually had some time now to work on music this last winter. It kind of goes on and off, you know, when you're working.
Support
yourself. You don't really have a lot of time to be sitting in front of a computer, in front of your instrument. And then I finally had some time.
Well, so, I am very happy you did this, because so far it sounds awesome.
Excellent. Well, I hope you guys enjoy it, and do come out to the Tipper show. It's going to be pretty amazing. This guy, Tipper, has some amazing electronic music. And I'm going to be playing some amazing electronic artists.
We will all be there. It's going to be a good show. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic show. Here's "Music for Dreams." Thanks for calling in, Catelyn. All right, man. Have a good one, you guys. Listen to "Music for Dreams" from Scientifica. was Music for Dreams by Scientifica, who we just had a lovely interview with. Once again, he's going to be playing alongside Tipper, Shamanoid, and Ecopilot April 7th at the Red Room. Tickets are $25 in advance. You can buy it online now at somasoundsystem.com or visit and support local video stores, including Beat Street, High Life, Puff, Vinyl Records, and Zulu Records. There is a just so you know, Vinyl Records doesn't charge a ticket commission, so if you want to save a couple of bucks, go check them out there. But that'll be all for my show. I would like to pass on the mic to Dorothy with her show coming up, but before I do that, I'll play you one song by Shamanoid, who is playing April 7th at the Red Room. This one's called Divine Madness. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's Sounds of the City Radio for your list of upcoming live concerts in Vancouver, in and around Vancouver. Until next week at 10 a.m., stay safe, enjoy the beautiful sunshine that Vancouver has to offer, and we all know the truth, it might not last forever, so take the best while you got it. Until then, enjoy, take it easy. You listen to Shamanoid. Well, you listen to Ryan right now, but I'm going to play the song by Shamanoid. It's called Divine Sadness. Enjoy. We'll be right back.